At this time we have a very good schus, one of our very own, Rabbi Mayarsky, who inhabit us, inhazit us with divrei brocha and divrei Torah.
No, I'm very pleased to be here. I've only been part of the group now for the last 5 or 6 months. I want to thank Yitz for telling me that time. I remember we were at a simcha, and Yitz mentioned to me, you know what I'm doing now?
He's playing ball.
I can't say I was in shock, but it was... Thank you. No. But it's very nice always to see. But the point is to build on what we've said till now, the way I feel on a personal level. The parasha is very significant to what was said till now. The Rashi, the first Rashi, and it mentions very simply, it's a very strange situation because a lot of Mepharshim are bothered by it as well, that why would Aaron be so, you know, feeling so ill at ease and unhappy. He watched all the Nesiim at the end of Parsha, the end of Parsha's Naso, give their karbanas, and he played no part in it, and he felt, so to speak, left out. He felt disenfranchised that he had no job to do, nothing to do whatsoever. And it left him, so to speak, high and dry. And he was disturbed by it. Of course, I remember when we were sitting in yeshiva and we'd ask Aaron, he's at that level that he feels like left out. I mean, after all, he's one of the leaders. He's second in command. He's next to Moshe. He would understand, certainly, and not be bothered. And it comes along and says very simply that God told him, how was God mafias him? How did God placate him? And said, don't worry, your job will be greater than all of them. And what does that mean? And we ever had Rebbeim all through our lives that lit our own fires, that started the ball rolling, got our juices flowing. Certainly those of us who come to Shir over here. What Aaron experienced over here, what was God telling him when he said, your job will be to light the menorah? The truth of the matter is Rabbi Alpert makes a point, Rav Nissen Alpert makes a point in saying that a father, when he makes a siyum, he makes a bar mitzvah for the son. What is the party all about? What is the nature of the simcha? The father makes all these parties, but the party doesn't really mean anything unless the son who's getting bar mitzvah truly is willing to accept the Ol Malchus Shemayim, to accept the idea to do Taryag Mitzvos and to live a life. And until that son lives that life, that party didn't mean anything. All the efforts that the father put into the son don't accomplish anything. It's to no value. The point is over here that all the karbanas that the Nesiim brought would mean nothing, would come to no value until Aaron lit the menorah. Aaron was the linchpin. Aaron was the one who inspired all the Nesiim who made their karbanas. They brought their karban. But what did the karban mean? It was just the sacrifice. It didn't mean anything particularly. Aaron was the guiding force behind all the Nesiim who taught them. These were the Nesiim who were able to absorb all the problems in Mitzrayim. Don't forget, it was these people who were lashed, who took the brunt of the punishment for the Jews for not pushing their own people. And these were the people who laid down their lives for their own people, but they were inspired by Aaron. And now Aaron is left out in the cold, high and dry, and Hashem says to him, their karbanos don't mean anything. You get the schar. Once you light the menorah, the schar for all the karbanos fall back to you. They revert back to your inspiration that you gave them for all the time. I've been doing this for so many years, on a personal level, basically. I do this for a long time. And I appreciate what it takes to go through this every day. I mean, years ago, when somebody asked me to start giving a daf yomi, and I kept thinking to myself, I can't. To do it every day. I was doing it one day a week, then 3 days a week. And then it takes a tremendous commitment to prepare, certainly, various topics. We go through 3 topics a day, and to prepare it is a great undertaking. On a personal level, once again, I say that I appreciate the the work, all the amelis that goes into all of this. It's tremendous to sit down every day and to respect. To, excuse me. That's lesson number one in Rabbanis. When you get up to speak, to make sure your cell phone is off, and I forgot. That's what they teach you. I know why you. That's the first lesson number one. Rabbi Tendler gets up there and he says, turn off your cell phone. But the point is, I'm sorry. Give me one second. I have a job. Unfortunately, never. But the point is, it's very difficult. And it takes a lot of work. And I appreciate it on two levels. One, because he puts in all the work. But we get inspired. I hope you don't mind. I bend your ear for a half hour sometimes after shiur is over. We sit and we talk. We exchange a few stories. I do most of the talking. And he's very patient and he listens. But the point is that it gets my fire going, because we go through dry spells. And I've had Rebbeim through the years who certainly lit my fire, who made me think on a different level, who changed the way I speak, who changed the way I think. And I want to thank you for once again lighting a new fire, changing my thought process. And on behalf of the entire Olam over here that I see, that I make friends, I see faces that I didn't know the names. I see faces marching around 35, 40 years in Flatbush, and not knowing some of the faces, you make new friends and sit around, and it's very comforting to see and get to know people who you've seen through the years and don't know who they are and make new friendships. But more often than not, when I get home and I sit down and I chazer over what we learn and I take notes and I put it in a notebook carefully so that I can refer to them. And I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody else understands the level of work that goes into preparation on a daily basis. It's a big undertaking. I know my father said to me one time, very simple, when he called me up at 11 o'clock at night to discuss a piece of Gemara with me, and I said, I really don't have time now. I'm very busy, and I'm crying over here because I have a lot to say in the morning, and I just can't. I can't get it. And he said, so you, what are you worried about? You won't get sleep? If this is what your job in life is to do, then I don't feel sorry. So you're going to be tired? So you'll be tired. You won't sleep? So you won't sleep. You want me to feel sorry for you? I don't. That's what my father said to me. But the lemaisa is, if you stay up and you spend all these hours, while we appreciate it very much, if you get a little less sleep, that's okay. Because that's what you're here to do. And I appreciate it. Have a good Shabbos.